702. The Clement Mania Taylor Show. Let's walk the talk.
All right, so I've managed to grab Molefe Fani, who's the acting chief procurement officer at National Treasury, who's also attending this conference. Thank you for making time.
Thank you, Clement.
I always get confused with your name, Molefe Fani. It's like Kefani Molefe, because Molefe, and I know I've said this to you before, but it is Molefe Fani, not Fani Molefe.
The first one is the correct one.
Okay, so you will be part of a panel discussion later on the role of supplier development and procurement. Just talk to me about the role that those play in helping give support to these black industrialists.
Clement, the role of National Treasury, if I'm limited to what we're doing at National Treasury, is to ensure that when our sister departments, the Department of Small Business Development, that looks at making opportunities available for up-and-coming suppliers, and the role of DTIC that ensures that manufacturing and local content capabilities are put in place. Once they have made those platforms available, suppliers then come to National Treasury looking for opportunities for supply of goods and services. What we then do is we make commodities that government requires and the services and the goods that government requires available for the black industrialist and the up-and-coming suppliers so that they may participate in the value chain for supply of goods and services.
Wonderful. So when we talk about policies like localization, how does that help in also giving that support to these black industrialists? How do they benefit from policies like localization?
Clement, one of the things that in fact the country requires to be self-sustainable in critical and core commodities, for an example, the cement that supports the infrastructure environment in the country. So what we then do is we look at those critical commodities that are required to be manufactured in the country, or those that we would need international suppliers to assist us in making sure that we build the capabilities in the country. So the black industrialists, through a program at DTIC, would then form part of the program, and they would build the capabilities for them to respond appropriately to the needs of government and the country as a whole with regards to making sure that those commodities are available.
Sometimes, you know, when we talk about businesses and how they're able to flourish, and even state-owned institutions, there's often hurdles and frustrations when it comes to issues of procurement. I don't know if you've heard even Eskom complaining sometimes that it takes longer for them to purchase things. Like Sikonati Manchanja yesterday said, even like a bottle of milk, the amount of time it takes for them to purchase that because of the hurdles that are in place. So when we talk about policies like localization, do we still have regulatory hurdles, the red tape that still makes it difficult for us to give effect to the policies so the businesses are benefiting?
Certainly not. Remember, when we have to deal with issues of localization, we need to make sure that we do not hamper the economic policy of the country. The decisions that we take to localize a commodity, or the decision that we take to manufacture a specific commodity in the country, is informed by the research that we do with the DTIC as well as the economic desk at National Treasury. That may take along because other stakeholders need to be consulted in order for us to have a concrete policy or a concrete legislative support for that commodity. Once that is done, then the procurement processes just roll on, roll out for like any other commodity that exists in the country. What then needs to happen, which seems not to be happening if you look at the provinces, if you look at other organs of states, that has to do change management to ensure that not only are the suppliers embracing that localization, but also officials within the departments also understand what it is that they need to do to roll out the new localized or regulated commodity.
Yeah. So as part of this conference, the conversation that the black industrialists and the various government institutions needs to have is, how do we better this black industrialist program? What do you think can be made better when it comes to the supply and development and procurement, in making it easy for government to do business with these industrialists?
We have started looking at our legislative framework. There were challenges with regards to localization. There were challenges with regards to set asides, specifically to ensure that the commodities that we have identified are set aside for the program or for suppliers that have been identified and have gone through the program. So the public procurement bill that we are putting in place now will look into those issues of set aside, issues of localization, and certainly the regulations that spin off after that would then concretize these initiatives that we have that seeks to ensure that the economy is stimulated and that the suppliers are lined up and capable to be able to match the economic activities that we require.
And what does government need to do better so that it can also start paying these suppliers on time within the stipulated period?
We've released a press statement recently, and we have indicated that there has been a slight improvement with regards to 30-day payment. Challenges still exist in the municipal space. That's something that our assisted division within National Treasury, the IGR, would seek to address and making sure that not only do we spend, but we actually make sure that we don't kill the suppliers and the economies in the local sphere. The localization policy that comes with the public procurement bill will also concretize this thing and making sure that the municipal space is supported to speedily process these payments of suppliers. We don't want to kill the small suppliers. We want to make them big, but payment is part of making them big.
What makes it difficult for just the government institutions to pay them on time? I mean, is it something with the regulations? Is it the process that needs to be followed? I'm trying to understand what is so difficult about just paying for the service that's been rendered within 30 days?
Clement, we can't really have a shape of what the challenges are, because it would differ from one organ of state to the other. And every time when we go back to try and see if there has been improvements, you'd find the area that we identified previously has been sorted out. There's another area that has started lacking. But I think what needs to happen is the accounting offices need to have a deliberate program of making sure that if supply chain has issued an order and the goods and services have been delivered, there must be a program within an organ of states where the chief financial officer and the accounting officer deliberately look at what they need to do to ensure that payment happens. It's sort of an amoeba type of an environment, but we are trying to resolve it as speedy as we can.
All right, let's hope it will be resolved as speedily as possible. Fani, thank you so much for making time. That's Molefe Fani, the acting chief procurement officer at the National Treasury.